This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Britney Spears made a rare public appearance in LA that even had A-listers gasping. She was seen at San Vicente Bungalow's Members Only Club with her new husband, Sam Asghari, and her power agent, Cade Hudson. A source said, quote, "It was weird. Everyone stopped talking as Britney walked in and through the crowd," unquote. Probably because they were talking about her. Newlywed Ben Affleck was photographed snoozing while on a tourist cruise of the Seine River in Paris. The actor was enjoying the sights with his new wife, Jennifer Lopez, who were joined on the cruise by their four kids. The couple has not been shy about expressing their affection for one another during their honeymoon. Maybe that's why he fell asleep. Too much honeymooning? Jet setters are flocking to Saint-Tropez. Nightlife mogul Richie Akiva threw a party for Swiss biotech billionaire Ernesto Bertarelli, where Drake, Leonardo DiCaprio, Tobey Maguire, and Tristan Thompson hung out with an army of models. Drake manned a DJ booth where he spun Gangnam Style by Psy over and over. Okay, I made that part up. Kid Rock's abrupt cancellation caused a lot of chaos at the North Dakota State Fair. After Rock, 51, canceled his performance at the last minute due to high winds, many fans began trashing the venue and at least one fan was detained by police. Several audience members could be seen hurling bottles at the stage. Yeah, maybe they were waiting to hear his cover of Against the Wind. Angelina Jolie won a legal battle against ex Brad Pitt in their emotional war over the Chateau Miraval winery where they got married in 2014. The pair took control of the company in 2008 when they moved into the chateau on its vineyard. Jolie sold her stake to liquor giant Stoli, which began a web of lawsuits. Will this ever end? Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are now both in the process of appealing the verdicts in their Virginia defamation case. After Heard, 36, filed a notice of appeal with the Virginia Court of Appeals, 59-year-old Depp filed his own notice of appeal the very next day. He's seeking to overturn the $2 million verdict in Heard's countersuit. So much for moving on. Fast and Furious star Vin Diesel celebrated his 55th birthday in Rome by having dinner with actress Helen Mirren. The two actors were spotted at celebrity hunt Antica Pesa, where they were joined by a producer of their current film, Fast X. Diesel was surprised by the kitchen with his favorite cake, Victoria's Sponge. Did he eat that or use it to wipe off his sweat? Security personnel at the Rage Against the Machine concert in Toronto blocked a fan from rushing the stage, tackled him, and hurled him back into the crowd during its final song, Killing in the Name. Guitarist Tom Morello, however, was also knocked off the stage during the altercation, but was okay. Like Mom always said, raging against the machine can be hazardous to your health. Elvis director Baz Luhrmann is mourning the loss of Shanka Dukura, 44, who appeared in the biopic as Big Mama Thornton. Alongside images of the actress and singer and himself, Luhrmann wrote a heartfelt note to remember Dukura, which read, "Whenever she was on set, on stage, or even just in the room, everyone always felt uplifted." R.I.P.
Idiot of the Week!
Rapper Polo G complains about not being able to enjoy his birthday on his latest song, Distraction, but his son won't share his father's pain. Polo went all out for his son Baby Cap's third birthday, including a 13-by-10-foot display and spending a whopping $10,000 on the party. Idiot! Brad Pitt attended a Berlin screening of his forthcoming film Bullet Train, sporting a brown skirt with a matching cardigan and button-up shirt. When asked why he wore that rather than shorts or pants, Pitt, 58, had a simple answer. The breeze, he said. Well, considering the extreme heat in Berlin that day, his privates probably needed a little cooling off. Emmy-winning actress Kate McKinnon explained why she left Saturday Night Live. McKinnon said, quote, "I thought about it for a very long time, and it was very, very hard. All I ever wanted to do in my whole life was be on SNL. So I did. I loved it. I had the best decade. And then I felt like it was time." Unquote. Yep, we're sure gonna miss you. Next! Ricky Martin performed at the Hollywood Bowl in his first public appearance since claims that he had an incestuous relationship with his nephew were dismissed in court. "Are you really having a good time?" Martin, 50, asked the crowd before performing with the LA Philharmonic Orchestra. The crowd did have a good time, and so did a vindicated, diddle-free Martin. San Diego Comic-Con attendees were delighted to see Walking Dead stars Andrew Lincoln and Danai Gurira, who play Rick Grimes and Michonne on the show. They revealed that they will star in a 6-episode Walking Dead limited series next year. It will replace the Rick Grimes movies that were first announced when Lincoln left The Walking Dead in 2018.
Can't wait.
The Trash Bin.
Black Ink Crew New York star Cesar Emanuel is facing animal cruelty charges after a video showing him hitting a dog with a chair surfaced. Emanuel was charged with 2 counts of animal cruelty and 1 count of aggravated cruelty to animals. VH1 immediately fired him from the show, which has been on the air for 9 seasons. Emanuel needs to be put on a leash.
The news wrap-up.
Snap's stock was downgraded after their revenues were off nearly 79% year-to-date. The World Health Organization declared the rapidly spreading monkeypox outbreak a global health emergency. Baidu's new robotaxi can drive without a steering wheel, and it's 50% cheaper than the previous model. Minecraft's creator has rejected NFTs, saying they create haves and have-nots. Yeah, mostly have-nots.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It's Bullet Train, starring Brad Pitt for the second week.
The number one album.
The Last Slime 2 by Youngboy Never Broke Again is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
It's still Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens remains the top fiction book.
Producer and artist Marshmello has reunited with Khalid, who he previously collaborated with on the 2017 track Silence. And even though 5 years have gone by, they both picked up where they left off like no time had passed. Marshmello said, quote, "Me and Khalid always talked about doing another song, so I sent this idea to him and he loved it. I was super happy when he said yes because the song is a little different vibe for him, but I knew he would crush it. He sent it to me the next day and I immediately knew we had a hit with this." Unquote. The song arrives not long after Khalid debuted his own summery track, Skyline, a former Song of the Week. The new track is full of summer vibes, and we love it. Here's Marshmello featuring Khalid with the Song of the Week, Numb.
Wanna get numb, go crazy, wanna wild out, cause lady, life's so short but amazing. Late night party in the basement, hotel lobby, and I'm wasted. Just reach into my savings, I'll do it too if you take it. Yeah, life's only what you make it. I wanna get numb and forget where I'm from. Just looking in your eyes, like looking at the sun. I feel like you're the moon, I feel like I'm the one. I wanna get numb, 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 numb. I wanna get numb and forget where I'm from. Just looking in your eyes, like looking at the sun. I feel like you're the moon, I feel like I'm the one. I wanna get numb.
That That was Marshmello featuring Khalid with the song of the week, Numb. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.